Esperanza Cintron is an Afro-Latina poet and author who works in Detroit. Her poems explore race, ethnicity, gender, and what it means to live in the city. We asked her recently to share some work with us. Let's listen.
Yo soy Latina Negra, which means I'm a Black Latin. And there are so many of us. You know, people don't think about the Afro-Latin population. We have a large Puerto Rican, Cuban, Nicaraguan population here in Detroit. A lot of them, of course, live in Southwest Detroit. But, you know, I live in Lafayette Park. But a lot of people don't think about that because if you think about some of the very famous Afro-Latin poets, you know, Nicolas Guillen, the Cuban poet, Tato Laviera, Pedro Pietri, these are all Afro-Latins. But a lot of people don't think of, you know, Latinos as being Black. But, you know, there were African slaves in the islands. And as Puerto Ricans have American citizenship. So we can go and come to the mainland freely. A lot of my family, of course, settled in New York, Brooklyn, until now, you know, they're being outpriced by gentrification. So they're moving to Long Island and to Rhode Island and so forth. But I'm still here in Detroit, as are many other Afro-Latinos. Okay, this is from my first book because, you know, in the first book, which came out in 2005, it's called Chocolate City Latina. I was exploring all of that. You know, each book, you know, takes on a different phase of my life. But this one is called Chocolate City Latina, and I was only going to read the first portion of it. There are two sections, but the first portion sets up the transition, you know, from the island to the city. Okay. Daddy taught me to merengue when I was 3. The rhythms blurred with a Motown doo-wop, a salsa, and fingertips cacophony. Instead of marin, there was Coleman's slant-eyed, cocky grin and the low-down rumble of his African lace with black-bottom cadence, covering the rolling R's and labia-loaded lengua de boricua. Swallowed whole, como un pez, done backstroke through the Bermuda Triangle, grazed the Hudson Bay, and breaststroked around the Great Lakes. To sun on the banks of the Detroit River, the lure still caught in my uvula, pulling me forward in a temptation strut, a supreme swivel, hips loose and mouth open, a wet note caught and reeled in, doo-wah, doo-wop, the hesitant swish and clip of the serrated gourd and scraper surged the beat on, the undercurrent, a cupped palm, splayed fingers pounding the tight skin of a tall drum like the hard snap of young Black men's fingers in front of corner stores on 12th Street before the fires. Doo-wah, doo-wop, swish, a canto of decades of overcoming, covered by smoldering bushes and bumbling fords who yielded blackened hulls and ghosts that sing falsetto as each building is raised to open space, hosts to phantom teepees, and red women like the Taino squat before huge mortars, grinding grain, their translucent figures mingled with oil drum fires, and old young men in rags who warm their calloused hands over acrid smoke.